This is the North American Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the North America Debrief by Atlas News, where we cover this week's top stories from the region and give you in-depth analysis of their context and help you understand how it affects you. Starting off, we'll delve into the recent letter sent by the House Select Committee on China to Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX. The letter raised concerns regarding SpaceX's Starshield program and its lack of access for U.S. military personnel in and around Taiwan. The letter emphasizes the critical role Starshield could play in the event of a conflict between China and the United States over Taiwan. They argue that maintaining secure communication networks for U.S. personnel is crucial for safeguarding American interests in the region. They cite Taiwan's importance to regional defense planning, its status as a vital partner, and its strategic location as part of the First Island Chain, a crucial defense line against China. The committee's inquiry likely stems from information gathered during a recent trip to Taiwan, where they might have learned about the lack of Starshield access for military personnel and American representatives. While the reason behind this remains unclear, the situation highlights the complex position U.S. companies face when their products have military applications. Musk may be concerned that allowing the U.S. military to use Starshield in Taiwan could escalate tensions with China, similar to how he limited Starlink access in Ukraine, fearing Russia's potential nuclear escalation. However, the letter argues against this viewpoint, stating that China wouldn't benefit from increasing tensions, as it could deter foreign investment, including in Musk's own companies. The letter proposes that China might resort to non-escalatory tactics like influence operations through pro-Beijing individuals or associations in Taiwan to pressure Musk against providing Starshield access. This strategy aligns with China's past actions when expressing disapproval towards U.S. involvement in Taiwan. The situation raises crucial questions about the role of private companies in national security matters, balancing economic interests with international relations, and navigating geopolitical tensions. While the committee seeks clarification from Musk, the situation continues to unfold, highlighting the complex dynamics surrounding Taiwan and the evolving role of technology in potential conflicts. Next, on February 25th, a tragic event unfolded outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. U.S. Airman Aaron Bushnell, 25, died after setting himself on fire in protest of the ongoing Israeli military operations in Gaza. In a disturbing live stream on Twitch, Bushnell, dressed in his military uniform, expressed his opposition to the conflict and his belief that the Israeli actions constituted genocide. He then sadly proceeded to douse himself with a flammable liquid and ignite himself, shouting, "Free Palestine!" before collapsing. Secret Service personnel quickly extinguished the flames and rushed him to the hospital, but he succumbed to his injuries. The Air Force has yet to officially comment on the incident. It's crucial to remember that self-immolation is a serious and tragic act, and we must avoid glorifying or condoning such methods of protest. This incident highlights the complex and deeply emotional nature of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has claimed countless lives and continues to fuel strong opinions and passionate responses. Now, on February 22nd, the Australian and New Zealand ambassadors to the U.S. jointly appealed to Congress to prioritize the renewal of the Compacts of Free Association, COFA, with the Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau. These agreements are vital to the region's stability. The U.S. provides economic aid and security guarantees in exchange for exclusive military base rights. This arrangement benefits all parties involved. The COFA states, they receive crucial financial and security support. The U.S., it maintains strategic influence in the Pacific, vital for regional security and trade. Australia and New Zealand, they benefit from the stability and free trade facilitated by COFA and rely on the U.S. presence in the region for their own defense strategies. The ambassadors urge the U.S. to prioritize COFA renewal due to potential consequences of delay. The COFA states could face economic and security hardship, making them more susceptible to external influences, potentially impacting regional stability. Delays could damage U.S. credibility as a reliable partner in the region. Chinese influence. China may seize the opportunity to fill the void left by U.S. hesitation, potentially increasing its influence in the Pacific, challenging the current security architecture. Both countries are heavily invested in the region's stability. They depend on the COFA states for unrestricted trade routes. rely on the U.S. military presence in the COFA states for their own defense strategies, fear China's potential dominance if the U.S. steps back. The Australian and New Zealand ambassador's letter highlights the multifaceted importance of COFA renewal. It's a crucial issue not just for the U.S. and the COFA states, but for the entire Pacific region's stability and security. Next, the news headlines feature the announcement by the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, regarding Benin's offer to contribute 2,000 troops to a multinational security force in Haiti. This offer comes as part of a larger international effort to address the escalating gang violence plaguing the Caribbean nation. Greenfield emphasized the urgency of deploying this UN-authorized mission, highlighting its potential to aid the Haitian National Police in restoring order, facilitating elections, and alleviating the dire humanitarian crisis. This mission follows pleas from the Haitian government, led by Acting President Ariel Henry, who has faced criticism for the worsening security situation under his watch. It's crucial to understand the gravity of the situation in Haiti. Gang violence has reached alarming levels, with reports indicating an increase of 122% in gang-related deaths in 2023 compared to the previous year. This translates to daily violence, including shootings, kidnappings, and forced displacement of thousands of civilians. Initially, Kenya planned to lead the international security force, but their deployment was halted by a domestic court ruling deeming it unconstitutional. However, Kenyan President Ruto remains committed to finding a solution, suggesting the deployment may proceed with proper legal procedures. Benin's offer, while significant, isn't the only piece of the puzzle. The U.S. has pledged financial support, and other countries like Canada and France have also expressed their willingness to contribute. However, the path forward is far from clear. Several questions remain unanswered. How will these international efforts translate into tangible improvements on the ground? What are the long-term solutions to address the root causes of gang violence in Haiti? These are complex questions that require ongoing dialogue and a multifaceted approach involving the Haitian government, the international community, and the people of Haiti themselves. Finally, the U.S. Marine Corps takes flight with the XQ-58A Valkyrie, exploring the future of combat. In today's episode, we take to the skies to explore the recent successful test flight of the XQ-58A Valkyrie, an autonomous unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, being developed by the U.S. Marine Corps. The Valkyrie, nicknamed for the mythical Norse maidens, is an experimental aircraft designed to operate as a loyal wingman alongside manned fighter jets. This innovative technology could revolutionize future battlefields, and its recent test flight marks a significant step forward. Let's break down the key details. The XQ-58A is not a new concept. Originally developed by the Air Force Research Laboratory, it's now being tested by the Marines under their Project Eagle initiative, which aims to modernize their aviation capabilities for future conflicts. This unmanned system boasts various potential applications. It can be used for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, the ISR, electronic warfare to disrupt enemy communications, or even directly engage in combat with its kinetic operations capability. The recent test flight, the second of six planned, focused on evaluating two key aspects. Firstly, the effectiveness of the Valkyrie in providing autonomous electronic support to manned aircraft, specifically the F-35B Lightning II. This collaboration between manned and unmanned platforms could significantly enhance the capabilities of both. Secondly, the test aimed to assess the potential of AI-enabled platforms like the Valkyrie to augment combat air patrols. This integration of artificial intelligence could lead to faster decision-making and improved situational awareness in the air. It's worth noting that the XQ-58A has already undergone successful test flights with the Air Force, demonstrating its ability to perform standard aviation tasks, navigate autonomously, and operate with built-in safety features. Additionally, it has been tested for its potential in artificial intelligence-enabled air combat using simulated scenarios. Lieutenant Colonel Bradley Buick, representing the Marine Corps' Cunningham Group, aptly summarized the significance of the Valkyrie. The future battle space demands new aviation platforms that bring the fight to the enemy at a place of our choosing. The development and testing of this technology raise crucial questions about the future of warfare. While the potential benefits are undeniable, the ethical considerations surrounding autonomous weapons and the potential impact on human life in combat situations require careful discussion and international collaboration. This has been the North America Debrief by Atlas News.